Can you hear the fan behind me?
No, not really, no.
Perfect. Because we're live.
Yo, what's good, you guys?
Well, we want to welcome you to Casual Nerddom, a place where you can be nerdy without being an expert, a place where you can be real without being woke.
Now, what do we mean by that? You know, if you watch Game of Thrones or Marvel and you don't know who made it, that's okay. This place is for you. If you are an MCU fan but might not know everything about the comics that it pulls from, this is the place for you. This is a judgment-free zone to discuss everything nerdy and in the world.
Word. I am Chris Bacon.
I'm Adrian Daniel, and welcome to Casual Nerddom.
We are here.
Episode 8, right?
This is eight. Yes. I
Yes.
we were actually saying it any episode to you
All
guys
right.
now. It's eight.
All right. Episode 8. So you guys know where we at. Not
We're
lost
gonna say
in
Happy New
confused.
Year again. I know it's almost the end of January when you're hearing this, but we're just gonna say Happy New Year. We say Happy New Year until February hits. Then it's like, okay. You know?
I stopped saying Happy New Year after the first, bro.
Oh, like in oh, no, in real life, yeah, you stop it on the second. But like if you're doing like a show or whatever, you might, because you don't want people going to listen to it. I just, that's random. Anyway, to start off with, we got to talk about this Ant-Man trailer. And
Yes.
Scott Lang is dead.
We know that.
Like, that's
We
that.
know that. We
People.
know he not surviving this, bro.
Like my boy got curb stomped. Do you see the leg go up? I was like, I ain't never seen this move in Marvel yet. That's some Thanos love. Thanos will curb stomp you like that. His big ass feet.
It's clip for him, bro. It's
So,
clip. And man, about to get clipped up, bro.
yeah, that's gonna be that. Jonathan Majors looks amazing as Kang. I
He's gonna crush
already
it.
I'm already noticing the subtle differences in him and He Who Remains. Because remember,
Right.
he talked about that in interviews. Like, he had to play him a different way.
Right.
Mind you, he did this first. He shot this movie first.
Okay.
Then they shot Loki. He got
Wow.
casted as he was he who remains after getting casted as Kang the Conqueror. So we didn't talk about this because the shows, we again, when we do our MCU breakdown, we'll go, I don't know if what you want to do, if you want to kind of have one episode to just go through all of them, or if you want to just, maybe it could be one or two episodes, you break it up. Because you might
I
have to go
mean,
through
we
the
would have
shows
to break
individually.
it up because I feel like that's a lot to go through.
Yeah. Yeah. And for people who are getting ready for that or don't think, or a lot of people have skipped a lot of Marvel shows in Phase 4, surprisingly. And so what I'm gonna say is how we're gonna do that in the future is the first three shows.
Why would you skip it though?
I
I mean,
listen.
I wouldn't skip it if I know that.
As an MCU fan, and I made a video about this. As an MCU fan, I feel like there are a couple different kind of Marvel fans. There are people who like what they like from Marvel, and they're not really subscribed to everything that Marvel's trying to do. And that's a normal fan. Like as a comic book reader, you're gonna buy the comic books from the people that you like. If you might like an artist, you'll go buy the book that he draws. If you like a writer, you go buy the book that he writes. If you like a character, you'll buy only that character. So I get it. In the comic books, everything is connected. Everything does happen for them. I mean, unless they say otherwise, there's a lot of connected stories. So imagine reading Civil War and only reading like the Spider-Man part or whatever. That's what people do.
Right.
Now, I wouldn't call that a true fan. I would just call that a casual fan. But here on Casual Nerddom, that is perfectly okay.
That's
We
perfectly
love you
okay.
still.
We
But
love you still.
in the
We're
back
gonna
of my
tell you.
mind,
We're gonna tell you. You're missing key information. So,
right, in the back of my
you see
mind,
those
I'm judging.
moments in the theater where people are like, oh, that's
What happened
because
to
they
this?
watched
I'm like,
something that connected to something else from like 2, 3 years ago, and it's like, oh, mind blown. You're not going to
let me
experience
tell you
that
a quick
mind
one, right?
blownness. If you don't tap in, see, I'm trying to give you the tools here. I'm trying to give you the
Right,
tools.
because then I'm gonna be in the movie like, oh, well, this is from this and that's from that and that's from that. If you don't want me to do that, watch everything. For example, something that I always find interesting is the fact that Talos was introduced in Captain Marvel and showed up at the end of Spider-Man Far From Home. And if you didn't watch Captain Marvel, you didn't know who that was. And if you didn't watch Captain Marvel, you don't really understand that Nick Fury could not have been on the planet. And then when you watch WandaVision, Monica Rambeau goes to talk to Nick Fury. who is not on a planet. And it's like, unless you kind of get those connective tissues, I call it the through line, the MCU through line. Every single property has to have something that's connecting it to the outside world that the Marvel Universe has been creating. You can't just have, like, you know what a bottle episode is in TV shows? Did you watch Chainsaw Man?
Come on, Chris. No, I watched that shit.
I know. I'm the one for the listeners. I'm the one that's late with stuff. Okay, I'm the one watching anime late. I'm the one watching TV shows late. We just went through this before we were started. I gotta watch House of Dragons. You know, I gotta get
that
up
was
on
in
this.
my that was in my that was in my Tuesday lineup. It was Chainsaw Man and
So,
Bleach.
bottle episode would have been that whole arc inside the hotel where they got stuck. While you're just kind of just in one space.
Right.
And a lot of people like to feel like MCU films and shows should be like that, but it's like we're gonna have to connect to the outside world. Like even the most bottle show out on the MC on Phase 4 to me would be Moon Knight, because the stuff that happens in that, like, it doesn't really impact anybody else specifically.
Nope.
But if you're gonna tell me that you're not gonna report on the big monsters fighting in Egypt at some point, you're
At least
lying.
not now. Eventually, they probably will find a way to connect it. Most likely, either in Blade or something else, they're going to find a way to
But
connect
what
the
I'm
rest of
saying is, like, and this is, we had this discussion in the last episode. Well, no, we didn't. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. About, like, connectivity and, like, how you, like, if so, Khonshu fought Amit, like, and they grew bigger than the pyramids. That was a kaiju fight that happened at the end of Moon Knight. That is going to get mentioned in the news. If not, that is going to be the sky being rewind. Now, we don't know if that took place over the entire Earth or just like over a localized area over Egypt, but those two things specifically should be mentioned in the news. Everything else would be only known to government officials and people like that, people who are working with, you know, maybe people who work with Arthur Harrow, people who might be aware of Arthur Harrow. Because again, someone like him would be on a watch list. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, neither here nor there. But they said that Quantumania, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, that's the official name, is going to be like this Phase 4 Civil War in terms of
Okay.
importance. And I was like, I could see that, because we're this is the first time we're going to get to see the bad guy, and that's how we know he's going to get away. He's going to get away. He's going to accomplish his goal in this
Right.
movie, and then he'll be off
Which is
until.
probably to be released from where he is. That's what I'm kind of
Right. So he's gonna get
wondering
out of
about.
that. We don't know if Scott's gonna make it out of that. We don't know if, you know, what's gonna happen with those guys. But you know, there's a lot of precedent for changes in the MCU right now. So I'm excited. I'm excited as
Listen,
hell. Like,
this is the new, this is the new, this is the new, changing of the guard, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're
yeah,
getting
people got kept
ready
getting mad
to
because all these girls in the MCU.
wait.
I'm like, bro.
I'm not even gonna talk
We
to
ain't
him.
doing that today.
I ain't
And
gonna
you
talk
know,
to him
Scott
about that
Lang,
shit.
mind you, people keep slacking on Scott. Like, he's a scientist, he's an engineer. People just forget that because he's trying to chill.
Is he? Is he though?
Yeah, he went to school to be an engineer. That's why he's able to rob all these banks and all that. Because he,
Scientist?
yes, he's a, and he's not the same level of scientist that he was in the comics, and he's nowhere close to Hank Pym, but he was an engineer. He wasn't like a quantum mechanic engineer or whatever, but he studied engineering. That's why he was able to rob
I
and
think
get.
this guy, this is more like
If
he's
you
just.
forget, Hank Pym tested him by having him break into the Ant-Man suit. So he was able to engineer enough to break into that. So that's why he was like, okay, well, you got skills, which is his engineering
Not
skills.
Hank Pym skills, but
No, of course not. But his skills allow him to be able to steal stuff, which surprisingly is what he's doing in this movie. Every single movie has to almost steal something that he's in. Very interesting.
That's true. He gonna die.
Baskin Robbins always finds out.
He's gonna die. I'm telling you this right now.
R.I.P.
They're gonna
Scott Lang.
flip R.P. Scott Lang.
All right, we gave that.
Kang about to step on his face.
We'll do MCU another time. You know, we get into that harder. We got stranger things to
Because
talk
I
about.
just want people to understand. I'm like, yo, whatever fight they have in this, I'm like, let's be real here. Kang in the comics has fought Thor 1-on-1. It's clip for Ant-Man, bro.
If you
It's clip.
shoot, if you're
It's
15
clip.
years old, you probably watched Mightiest Avengers. Like,
Right.
they had a whole season of him trying to figure him out, because he, yo, They had to do a
Right.
lot to get rid of that man. Did they
Yep.
even beat him?
Nope.
No, they didn't beat him in the show. They had, I think
Can't.
they either kicked him to the end of the universe or something like
Right.
that,
Let me tell you
or they
something.
got him to leave.
Thor has actually never beat Kang one-on-one.
That's funny. I'm
Hasn't.
here for that.
I haven't seen any proof of that. I remember they said in the comics that Thor threw his hammer at Kang one time and he made it disappear and reappear.
Reappear going out, yeah.
And then he said no, what he call it, minuscule or trivial physical object can hurt me. He called Mjolnir trivial or minuscule.
At this point, I mean, compare. Listen.
He
The
said,
list of power that this man King has, bro.
what are you throwing this at me for? Yeah,
That's not even as
I
bad as
mean.
the time in which, which Black Panther tried to throw the millionaire at Black Panther, and he was just like, "You can't hurt me with a moon rock, bro." Like, no, sorry, not Black Panther. Moon Knight. Thor cannot hurt Moon Knight with Mjolnir because Mjolnir is made out of a metal, which is technically moon rock, and Khonshu can control all matter of moon rock. So you cannot throw Mjolnir at Moon Knight. He can control it. Or at least Khonshu can control it.
All I know is that Kang about to clip up most of these people in here. So,
And it's the craziest part about this is that he's a human.
I actually read something. It's not probably not gonna be a spoiler or anything, but I read something that they said that that it seems like the Shang-Chi, the Ten Rings, and another object is actually not.
Kamala Khan's bangles.
Yeah, it's not magic. It's actually future
Quantum
tech
energy,
that.
yeah.
That might have been made by Kane.
Yeah. People have been making a connection between a lot of the symbols on the Ten Rings and the symbols on the bangle and the symbols that are present in the trailers when Scott is like going to whatever machine that Kang wants him to steal from. And people are saying like those symbols all look very similar. It's the same thing that happened when people figured out that Wanda was a bad guy in Multiverse of Madness by looking at that ribbon monster in the beginning. And you look at the runes on the ribbon monster, they are the runes that are, if you watch WandaVision, those are the same runes. But
Right.
it's like, I wasn't looking at that, but I figured like it's
I
red energy,
wasn't. I'll be
right?
honest with
This is
you. You'd
like,
be looking at all this stuff. I'm not looking at half this
well,
shit,
we
guys.
won't
I'm
do
not.
that. We won't talk about Doctor Strange 2 because that's a movie that deserves to be talked about. We'll get into that another point in time. But yeah, these all things, I think that they're all connected in the signal. Remember the signal that you said that the Ten Rings are giving out. It could be a signal to the quantum realm that these the this energy has been, because technically, like, if we're gonna say that Shang-Chi's mother is not human because they are not, they're from another dimension,
Right.
and that they can interact with quantum energy. As such, were they able to change it, then that will make sense for the energy change because when his dad uses the rings, they still glow blue, like regular quantum energy that we know now. But when Sean got it and when his mom got it, they turn yellow, which could be just them, their version of quantum energy or influence due to DNA, kind of like Kamala at the band of Bengals due to her DNA being part clandestine. And Namor being part whatever the fuck he is from the blue earth. Like we're getting mutants in the MCU, but it's not through like, oh, people are just being born this way. Like it's more of a catalyst kind of thing, which I don't I'm th this is the kind of way you want to do. You can't just say, okay, this kid's born and now you can
Can
fly.
we, all
Like
right, I have a question. Can we take a moment, just a quick moment, and discuss Miss Marvel?
you wanna do that now? You can do it
Yeah,
now.
because
I
you brought it
mean,
up.
why you say it like that though? You scared me.
Because it was
Don't do that.
what? Don't do
Don't do
what?
that.
Don't
You
do
gonna just start,
what?
you gonna say it's trash? How?
I'm not gonna. Okay, hold on. Let me phrase how I want to say
Before
this.
you start.
Let me phrase how I want to say this. Hold on. Let me phrase how I want to say this. Okay, it is not DC trash. Let me be clear. Okay,
Okay.
it's not. Let's not. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. But is it good? Out of all of the Marvel shows, it
Okay.
might be my least favorite.
I can hear that.
No,
I
it's
can
not
see
my.
that.
It definitely is my least favorite. Not even a question. WandaVision and Loki being at the top, and then
Even below Hawkeye? Kate Bishop?
Yes. Even below Hawkeye. And Hawkeye was also cringy at times. Excuse me. It was just too many cringy moments for me. It was just like, all right. And then it's another thing of when they completely rewrite the character. I mean, it
Who?
was like,
Kamala Khan?
yeah. I mean, her power
I
origin,
mean, her
her
being an
powers,
inhuman?
yeah, her powers and her power origin is like not. She was supposed to like get exposed to,
The Terrigen Mist. I know her
right,
origin story. That's
and
but I knew
so,
that we were never gonna get that because the
and her,
Inhumans as a
not only
property have
that,
been
her
scrapped.
powers are wildly different. It's not even a, it's like she has
You're bringing
powers she
up
didn't
topics
have
that came
before.
out when the show started. Like we all kind
Yeah,
of
but that was just
realized
me.
like that
That's
was
how I felt about
no,
it. It
it's
was
a
just
fine
like
critique.
I didn't like if
A
like
lot of people weren't happy with that.
yeah, it's just like that'd be like changing Thor's powers. It's like, bro, what? Like, it's like,
Now,
why? What was the
hold
point of
on.
that? Because those things mattered as
What
far
is
as
Thor's
connecting,
origin in the comics?
as far as what do you mean?
Thor used to be a regular dude that found a stick, likes to jam on
Oh,
some
but they
Shazam
changed that a
shit.
couple of times, though. They changed it a couple of times,
I
Chris.
know, so I'm saying like just because it got changed for the TV show is it doesn't count anymore when they tried to make it fit. Like that
Well,
old Thor story, if they did that shit, it would have been
it
wild
just
crazy.
seems like, because how are you going to now connect all the Marvels? Because like the point of the Marvels was the fact that Kamala's power came from Captain Marvel, no?
Well, no, the Terrigen Mist was, I forgot exactly how Terrigen Mist was released. Oh, I think it was something that it was something else that happened at that time. I think it was something with Black Panther and Namor, and Terrigen Mist got released en masse on the planet or in certain areas, and then that affected a bunch of different people. But like in a
And that's
show,
how the
she was a big
Inhumans are
Captain
made.
Marvel fan, and she
Right.
gained the ability to shape shift, but she didn't know at the time. So she just turned into Captain Marvel for like a good chunk of that time, and she before she realized that she could stretch her body and shape shift and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Which again, to me, is you're taking that idea and saying, okay, we can't do it exactly like that, but we can still have it where she has this one kind of power and she thinks this is it, but it's really this other kind of power. Because
How are you
at
going
first
to
she
do the
thought that she was
Inhumans?
just Captain Marvel, like she could just turn into her and shape shift, but then she realized later on that she can embiggen and she could do other stuff and she's still getting upgrades now.
So how
So
they
I
gonna do
guess to
the
that, I thought about it like
how they
that.
gonna do the Inhumans? Because they say that
They
she's immune.
tried that and the show did not work. Like I honestly watched the show and I see why they didn't decide to tie it into the larger universe and
But they
because
did by they did
in
by
Multiverse of Madness, I
having
know.
Black Bolt in there.
I
So it's
know.
like
But
that's
in
what
the
I'm saying,
main
like.
MCU continuity, the Inhumans never made it into the main continuity. They got the Earth because they got the Earth. That I watched the whole series and like they could have had it connected. But they decided to scrap it and not introduce any characters in anything else that was recent. But they knew that we all like Black Bolt and he is a good part of the Illuminati. And so they made sure to bring him over and say, okay, well, maybe like the Inhumans happen in another universe. And they went on to, you know, become a part of the that
So
council and blah,
Kamala's a
blah, blah.
mutant now.
Kamala.
That's what they said.
Okay, but Inhumans were supposed to be mutants during the time in which Marvel could not use mutants. That's why the Inhumans were created. The Inhumans
You
were
did.
created because Marvel couldn't use the X-Men at the time, so they made the Inhumans up to basically be the new version of the X-Men. But
But
now
now
that
they
they don't have
can.
to do
So
that,
that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't have to do that now. So and X-Men is coming. So it's not like we
so
don't
that's
know
why
it's not
Kamala is a
coming.
regular mutant now, as opposed to being like an Inhuman,
I don't know.
because you
It's
don't have
just
to do that now.
really kind of like more so like changed to like I get it. Like you had to make a different story and make something that's like contextualizing and you want to be into it as a fan and as a consumer watching something that you not haven't already read. You want to like embellish. I got it. I understand. I just think that like
When you know the comments, it could be off-putting.
I think it could be off-putting because you know it and because you're now like trying to look and see like okay how are you guys going to connect this because it seems like you're gonna do some like plot armor kind of bullshit way to kind of put this together and it just feels kind of trivial like it's like that'd be like Oh, well, Captain America was never frozen in ice. You know, he was like, you know, he was transported through time. It's like that changes everything. You know what I'm
Yeah, but
saying?
they
It's
did that
like,
in What If? That's the beauty of the MCU. After Sylvie killed Kang, you can have anything happen now. You can have a slightly different version of a cat because now you can always say, like, well, in this version of this character, this is their origin story. But there's another universe where the origin story is exactly the way we know in the comic books. But the best part about the MCU is that, like, it is a separate universe. So whatever they decide to do at that moment in time does not have to parallel to Comics 101. And on top of that, you know, like, the whole thing about the MCU is that, like, it's a regular company that has to make business decisions every single day. And based off those decisions, they have to then make that make sense in the shows that we see. Like, for example, we haven't got a Hulk movie because they just can't make one, you
yeah.
know? And it's like, people are like, man, I want a World War. I'm like, yeah, we might get that in the future once the rights clear up. But if they could have, they would have been had a movie about the Hulk. Like, for
Right.
sure, at least him on Sakaar, they could have had his own, you know what I'm saying? So, like, but they gotta find ways to, like, make it fit what they're trying. Also, you have a 10-year universe that you can't just throw, like, we kept talking about. You can't just throw something in there and act like next movie, oh no, it doesn't happen. There's a giant body sticking out the ocean right now that people are probably gonna try and mine for metal, you
Right.
know? And they kind of planted that seed with Vibranium being like, you know, we don't really want to have give you access to this stuff because we know what you're going to do with it, which is just going to be like, okay, well, we're going to go dig up, we're going to dig out that dude's stump.
I just feel like the difference between this setup phase and the previous setup phase is that you don't, when you had the previous setup phase where you had all the individual movies with, you know, Iron Man, you know, Black Panther, everybody, even though standalone they were their own good movies, you felt that you knew where it was going. I think with this is that you don't know where it's going. And there's a lot of just kind of like, because they're changing stories, they're changing origins, they're changing powers. You're just like, okay, well, where is this gonna go now? Because you kind of don't know. And we know we got like Blade coming. We know we got Fantastic Four coming. Eventually, we get another Spider-Man at some point in time. At least that's what I was. Well, he said he gonna be back in the MCU at some point in time. And so like, who's leading the Avengers? I mean, Thor can't obviously go anywhere because he has to be around for when Kang shows up. So Hulk is here, but also now you have She-Hulk. So it's like, okay, but like, so with like, you don't know where this is going. Are we getting Worldbreaker Hulk? I don't know, maybe. But are they going to change that power? Like, we don't know what's going to happen.
They
And
probably will
so
change it.
I think what that does is creates like a, you just don't know. And like, and the problem with that is that you leave the option of fans that the hardcore fans that love this shit and go hard for this shit, they're gonna be like, what the fuck? This is not what I wanna see. Like they like it's you're approaching a line of like becoming Sony. It's like where you're like kind of like, ah, right, this is add the shit in here, you know what I'm saying? It's big explosion. It's gonna work. They're gonna love it. You're gonna eat it up. You're approaching that line of like, all right, well,
But
like,
that's the
so we
thing.
don't.
Marvel had a formula. It's this formula hasn't really changed a lot. If you think about all of the shows outside of, nope, all of them, they all have the same thing. Have a character, introduce who they are, maybe some mystery, maybe not. Maybe if the mystery is surrounding who they are, that you get that mystery. If the mystery is not surrounding who they are, you find out who the person is. This is so and so, boom. Then you
Right.
move on to finding out like what the conflict is, the automat rather. The conflict that they face, right? Then you move into finding out what the conflict with a movie is going to be. It might not always be the same thing. Then you find out about, through that, you find out about the other people involved with the movie or the show. Then the stakes that there's always some heel turn at some point in which the stakes shoot up from 1 to 100. And then there's always a big CGI fight at the end. Now,
Right.
a lot of the shows have still followed this formula because if you think about it, 6 episodes of 30 minutes is about 3 hours. So the last group of
I'm not, but I mean, Chris, what I mean is not necessarily how they're making the episodes. I mean about the characters and what their roles are going to be. Right now, you have a lot of characters in play. There's a lot of characters in play right now. There's like you still have the original Avengers outside of Black Widow, Iron Man, and Captain America, right? Everybody else is still there. I mean,
I mean,
Scott's
still
probably
alive.
still alive. Scott's probably gonna get clipped off in this, so we're probably gonna end him, and then they're gonna probably set up for his daughter or whoever else is gonna end up taking over. But then you introduce mad people. You got Shang-Chi, you got, of course, you still got Bucky, you still got Sam,
Sam.
you got Captain Marvel, you still got War Machine, who I guess we're gonna see
And Armor Wars.
in Armor Wars. You still got, and then we get, and what's the name this year too? With Nick Fury. What
Secret
that was called?
Invasion.
Secret Invasion.
Big storyline in the comics.
Right, and then you got, who else you got? Then you got Black Widow's sister. Forgot her name. Then
Yelena
you got,
Belova.
right? Then you got Moon Knight, right? Then you got
Ms. Marvel.
Miss Marvel. You got a lot of people here, and you still got people, and oh, and what's the name now? Shuri. So you got a lot of people here, and to me, it's just like, okay. Oh, and then of course, what's her name that's taking over for Iron Man? Ironheart.
Riri
So
Williams.
Riri Williams. It's like you got a lot of people in play here, and then now you also prepping Thor's daughter to be involved. It's like, where are we going? Like, it's like that's what I'm looking at. It's like, all right, guys, like, where are we going? Because even in the context of when you had the Avengers, Black Widow never had her own standalone movie until like way later. Like,
That was merely like Marvel BS though.
so you had Hawkeye and Black Widow were just parts of movies, of character movies that already existed. You didn't have these missed individual characters with their own stuff going on, and now you have to now put this together. And we still got Blade coming, and we still got Fantastic Four coming, and at some point we got X-Men coming. It's like, all right, but where are we
Deadpool and
going?
Wolverine's coming out.
Right, Deadpool, are you going to incorporate Deadpool into this somehow? Like, because Deadpool fights Kang, that happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, how are we doing this? That's my question. Is like, it seems to me that Marvel is, yeah, I know they're going for big. They like, yo, we're gonna expand this universe. But if you guys are with the idea that everything in this universe is connected, then are we about to have another Avengers level type of sh with all these characters? And how are you doing
Yes.
that? Because now you changed a lot of how these guys intertwine,
Let me
you
tell you
know?
something. So, yes, this was an issue that I thought about when I watched Infinity War. Because Endgame was the perfect part of that. Because it was like we're taking, but you had, but because Infinity War had to set up the conflict and then cut everyone out until you had the people that you had to worry about. That's what's going to happen with Kang Dynasty. We're going to see everyone. So what's going to happen is that these shows are going to leave you with an impression of the person, that the character. That's really what I want you to understand. This is the general vibe of Kamala Khan, Moon Knight. This is the kind of vibe of Loki now. This is the vibe of Sam Wilson and Bucky. This is kind of like the energy that they're going to have. So when people have a dialogue like Infinity War, when people talk, you'd be like, okay, I was expecting to say something like that. I was expecting to say, like, so you would expect Mark Spector to be serious. You would expect Kamala Khan to be like, I don't know what the fuck's going on here, but I'm excited, but also kind of scared. You would expect Loki now to kind of be like, we got to, like, I know stuff that you guys don't know. Like, I kind of was here. You guys don't even know what happened. And when these characters meet up and have the conversation, like, I love. You know, remember in Infinity War, like the whole Iron Man, Doctor Strange, Peter Parker, like moments, and then with Drax and the Guardians and all that. And it was fun
Oh, you
because
still got Guardians too.
still
I
got
just thought about
Guardians.
that. You still got Guardians too.
Well, no, they're gonna be done after this movie, but like
Right.
another team will be out there. Adam Warlock, these
Right.
people
Adam
who have
Warlock.
these
Right.
big, even that, Adam Warlock popped up during the Thanos storyline, so he's coming
Right.
into the MCU way after the comics brought him
And
up
the
with
Eter
it.
Oh, my bad. The Eternals.
I'm about to say Eternals too.
I was like, you just have, like, you know what I'm saying? You have way more people
Oh, mind you,
now.
Eternals 2 is not even on the docket. You don't understand that?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they would not have introduced the Eternals if they don't plan on bringing them into
Oh
everything
no,
that's going on.
what I mean to say
So
is like I think that we're going to see what they're doing in another movie. Like they're going to have a they're gonna have a scene with them in another movie to show you what they've been up to, or maybe like Harry Styles' character pops up on something. Because unless they're trying to say that everything that happens in the MCU is gonna happen like in quick succession from going on to like they've only been gone for like a couple years, but we don't know. Like there's a lot of lingering threads, like you're saying, and we don't know where we're going. We do know the Secret Invasion, what that can look and feel like. They're just taking titles now and just like Armor Wars was a big plot line in the Iron Man TV show.
Right.
Like the mullet Iron Man, like people don't sleep in the 90s, bro. Like Iron Man had a mullet back in the 90s, slamming hammers down. Like, and Armor Wars was a big, part of that. And now Rhodey has to be the person to do that storyline just because
Is Rhodey gonna step up and become like that? Is this so many things is left in the air
if
for
he
me?
was, he would have done it.
Like, is he gonna step up and become Iron Man now? Like, and start training Riri Williams? Like, I have so many
We
questions
don't know.
about, and that's the thing. When we had when we had the original phase of the original characters, we knew where it was going. Even though we didn't know like what the storyline was gonna be, but we knew where it was going. We knew Avengers are gonna get together. We knew Thanos. We knew that. It was like, this is happening. All we know now is we got Kang. We don't know who fighting Kang. We don't know who Kang will have to deal with. We
You
don't
know
know
what I
nothing.
think? As you were talking, I was thinking about like the first phase one and two centered around mostly the same six, the original core Avengers team and their
Right.
struggles.
Right.
We haven't gotten a new Avengers team yet. And I think once we get to that point, then we'll see a pulling in of a lot of the material to center around those characters. But, once they start to do that, we're gonna have people that are gonna say, well, what about so and so? What about this person? What about I'm like, listen,
All
listen,
we
people
know
can
is
pop
that
back up.
Juan is the
Juan
only
is that guy.
he's the only consistency in all of this shit.
You know
He's the only,
everything.
you know everything, bro. That's all we know. We know
Doctor Strange
Doctor
and Juan know
Strange just
everything.
dipped
Doctor
out
Strange
with
know
his
what's going
third
on.
eye. He dipped out with his third eye. We don't know where he went to do just now. You know what I'm saying? So
You went to the
I
dark
just,
dimension, my boy.
all I know is that we got a lot of up in the air stuff.
And how
And
you know that Kane not the one he got to go fight in the dark dimension? Like we could be doing it could happen, bro.
it could,
You can make Kane a
but
Dormammu a version of Kane.
it feels like what we're going to end up getting, be honest with you, we're going to end up getting some plot armor bullshit. That's what I feel like is
With
going to end up
who?
happening,
Like
bro.
just in general?
Some just in general, something's going to happen. They're going to be like, oh, it's just this goes together. I'm like, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. No, the fuck it doesn't. That's what's going to end up
You know
happening.
what a plot armor thing I thought was really funny that I thought was like an ass pull when I was watching What If? And Gamora had that like Infinity Stone Smasher. And he
Right.
was like, oh, okay, lit. And then it didn't work.
Right.
I was like, oh, all right. Like I'm locked into a What If. People skip that show. And I'm like,
It was
if
important because then
phase one, you're
you
gonna
saw
like What
dark
If?
you saw a dark Doctor Strange. I'm like, well, yeah, you saw him in What If, so it's like it kind of
Right. And it's
ended
like,
up.
but that's what I mean. It's like it looks like we don't know where we're going, but they keep giving us the same things just spaced out. Like we see what's happening with damage control. We see what's happening with the Skrulls. We see what's happening with Nick Fury in the background. We know that Ross is in Secret Invasion and he just got exiled. He just got rescued from US confinement by the Wakandans. So it's like there's an idea out there just that we don't know what's gonna happen. We don't know when people. Another thing is that, like you're saying, we don't know when people are gonna pop back up, and that's what we are confused. That's that plot armor that you talk about. Like someone could pop and say, "Oh, I have the solution right here." Like
We
Shang-Chi walk
know
in. Oh,
Blade
I
was
slayed the Ten Rings.
introduced.
Oh, like
Blade was
Smart Hulk.
introduced at
Smart Hulk
the
was
end
like
of
that.
Eternals, so it's like, so is what's the knight name? I forgot his name. The Black
You shouldn't
Knight,
want to do that, Mr. Winston.
right?
Black Knight, yeah.
Is the Black Knight going to be
Mind
in
you, that's a
Blade?
random character, bro. Like, when I keep trying to tell people, like, that's another thing about MCU. They keep just bringing in people who you would never
Random
guess.
peoples, like
But
it's.
that's what the, let me finish. Because Tony Stark Iron Man was popular, but he like the original Avengers that we saw were popular enough to get to be put in a movie, but they weren't like the most popular people. Spider-Man was the most popular Marvel character at the time. So even when it did Iron Man, it was
And
a
X-Men, right?
big, yeah, huh?
And X-Men, right?
X-Men, yeah. Spider-Man and X-Men. So when it did like the Avengers and all that, Iron Man was a big gamble. Big gamble. Shout out to Jon Favreau, like Happy Hogan. Shout out to him. Because he had him and Tony, him and Robert had the vision. They're like, yo, we're gonna take the, they focus on the characterization of Tony Stark.
And Tony Stark was always amazing. I don't know why anyone ever thought that he wasn't. He was perfect. I don't know. It was perfect to do. I would have, I mean, over Captain America any day of the week. Captain America to me is a boring character. I honestly
always feel like it was always a good look to start with Tony Stark. And I was gonna say this. I made a video about this about the Velma show, like the Scooby Doo stuff. And I was like, you know, those, when you have an existing IP of people and you have different versions you can choose from, you're going to pick the one, especially because when you think about it, like the MCU started with a bunch of grown ass people having issues. Right. And now we're getting a bunch of teenager and young adult characters being introduced. That's right. Probably another reason why we don't know what's going on, because we don't know how important these kids are going to be right away. Like we, because for example, we don't know if they're going to become, because we could see like Kang Dynasty come and wipe out half of the adults. Like everyone get their shit stomped out. And then Secret Wars would be like the kids stepping up, you know, like they're supposed to still be like the kids stepping up and being able to really come into their own. But on top of that, like the kids are not as strong as the original Avengers, like this point blank. Like even, but then we got Scar now. So it was like, damn, mean, they got a hope.
If
but
we're
they got a
being
hope.
Honest.
They got a hope now. He ain't smart.
If we're being honest,
that's the crazy part
near.
About this stuff. I was like, yo, think about this. Now we can get Savage Hulk with his son. We can do some of these things now.
Right.
Just that, like, even with T'Challa. Now, and people talk about the Black Panther. Like,
I forgot,
you know,
about Hulk. So I forgot they introduced Hulk's son. I told you, look, see?
Because people
I mean?
Was like, dang, I ain't like She-Hulk. And I'm like, okay, but we got Daredevil and Scar.
You see what I mean? It's just
we got
like,
the boys back. What you mean?
It's like, I'm just like, okay, that means we're definitely going to get, like, Hulk family. At some point, that means most likely we're gonna get Red Hulk too.
Red Hulk is coming, he's gonna be in the Thunderbolts, that's gonna be a thing,
right? So it's like,
shout out to Harrison Ford.
It's just like, what are we doing? That's
we
all
going to the comic book,
like,
territory. In the comic book, like, listen, every time you watch a Marvel show, you don't know what they're gonna be doing. Like, even when you watch Earth Mightiest Heroes and then you watch Avengers, the other animated show. Like, when they brought in, like, the Beyonder and like, the first episode and Graviton, you're like, who is this dude?
Oh, I also heard that the Beyonder might end up being the actual villain of the Kang Dynasty.
And it might be a version of Kang.
Right, might be a version of Kang.
Like, once this whole idea of being like, dang, we can kind of say that Kang could be a lot of different people if you really rework the origin, because in the comic books, he's a bunch of people anyway. He was Iron Lad. He was Iron Lad in the comic books, and he was a young version of himself. He was Rama Tut, which was already referenced in Moon Knight. Like, his influence has already been noted in the current MCU already, as like he's already been out here doing these things. And if you think about it, Moon Knight took place after Loki, meaning that the Rama Tut character, like, now we can, like, after Loki, we can kind of start to push in things in the background comic book wise and say, like, because of the multiverse, these things now came into play. And, you know, it is kind of like an ass pull. But I mean, when you think about this, is the funniest thing about this that I thought about. People have played WandaVision and Loki at the same time. And when you play them at the same time. Kang realizes what's happening right around the time and Wanda becomes the Scarlet Witch, which to the MCU was one of the most volatile energies in that universe at the time. And even then, imagine that, like, people never thought we were going to get Scarlet Witch at all. And here we are, like, she's out here being half evil, you know, because even in combos, like, even in the combos, like, they make her mental instability a big part of the comics. Now she's good. Now she, like, merged with, like, her future and past self, and she would, but for a long time she was all over the place. And so I hate that we're doing that. I hate that her grief caused these things and that she doesn't seem unapologetic about it. But you know, when you look at the comics, like, there's merit to that. There's merit. And then we get an Agatha Covenant of Chaos. because of the success of that show.
Here's my question. We're gonna end the MCU talk. We can move on to something else.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question. Who is seeing Kang or the Beyonder?
Oh, in a fist? Let's really,
let's really look at like where this is supposed to go.
Beyonder built different. Beyonder is king with powers.
Based on what we've seen with this, might end up going with Kang and all of that. There is, unless you know, you got Thor and Hulk, and maybe Doctor Strange, maybe. But for the most part, I don't really see how they're going to be able to really deal with someone like Kang.
There's nothing that I'm seeing
that's like, they're going to be fine.
We don't know how he's coming. He could be coming through with the army. He could pull up by himself. We don't know what's going to happen. He could pop up in Kang Dynasty, like off the heels of like another movie he was just in. And what, because when you think about the quantum verse, you can leave at any point in time and show up almost anywhere you want. You could have him leave at Quantumania, right? We watch all the other movies, and then he walks out that same portal in Kang Dynasty and was like, I'm ready now. Like, because he was, you know what I'm saying? You could, in the quantum realm, you could do that. You could say that the events of Quantumania take place throughout all of Phase 5. And then when Kang starts,
I just thought about something, and tell me what you think about this. My mind
is going to something here. Wait a minute.
At the end of Loki, right? He is in the, what do you call it? The time. Where is that again?
The TVA.
TVA, and there's a statue of Kang.
Uh-huh.
Right. I wonder if that's actually the quantum verse, and that when Scott goes down there, he's going to see Loki.
I guess the question is, could you travel to the quantum realm? Well, technically, yeah, because
if Kang is already ruling, because
that's
that
quantum
place,
energy that they use to operate the doors and everything like that. That's just traveling through time and space, which is quantum energy. So technically, you could open a door directly to the quantum realm like it was a normal door going anywhere else. Now, as we all know, it's possible that the TVA exists, but also when you look in the far background, it's like just space.
But when I was looking at some of the clips from the trailer, it was looking pretty similar to where Loki was in the TVA.
Right, right. It's possible. That's possible. I also think that because it's the same guy.
I'm putting
guy,
it out there. We're going to see. We're going to
we'll
see
put
Loki.
It out there.
We're going to see Loki in Quantum Realm.
I'm only going to say that like, if it's the same person making these things, they might have similar aesthetics. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, what's a good example?
Listen, I'm calling it now. Agent exclusive, Captain Random exclusive. We're going to see Loki in Quantum Verse. And if we do, I want to come back to this episode and say Agent is a fucking psychic. Because I'm like, hold on, piece this together now. Hold on. You know what I'm saying? Because from what we understand, Kang is running that place when they go down there. Right? To the point where, what's his name's Hank Pym's wife is very afraid to go down there.
I think that they were working on getting out of there together. And she figured out what he wanted to do, or why he was stuck there in the first place. He probably was put there by He Who Remains, and he probably realized like, yo, I could get out of here now, like, cause in the quantum, you want to know what happened anywhere else, but just time and opportunity, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's just like, okay. And a lot of people are saying like, you know, maybe Janet's device or machine that she was trying to use malfunction, and that's what we got this. But I don't think it might not be that. A lot of times in MCU, the explanation be simple as hell. People be trying to overcomplicate, then you watch the movie, be like, oh, like this happened. Yeah. Like, oh, okay, like it really be some anyway, simple stuff sometimes.
We'll move on, but all we know, rest in peace, Scott Lang.
Rest, yeah, he gonna get handled.
Rest in peace, Scott Lang, bro.
About to get mud stomped into the ground.
I don't
It
know
was
if we
good.
should. I don't know if we should cap this as an episode and just start another one, because I feel like, do people want to listen to a completely second topic right now?
I mean, I don't know, why not? Y'all like us, right? Yeah, let's go. Let's keep
I bet. Yeah, be doing it. What was the
going.
topic? I mean, you. Well, if anything, you know what I'll do in the description. I'm like, listen, it's gonna be half and half, like iced tea and lemonade. You can go to the iced tea part. You can
right.
skip ahead to 25 minutes.
It's gonna go quick. All right. The Last of Us. Right? We have that mentioned
That's
here.
quick. That's on a docket.
Right. It's only one episode. It's only one episode
I
out.
oh,
I watched it last night. It's great.
would you? It was great. Like, a lot of people saying, so close to the games and all that.
I never played the game, so I don't
Me neither. I never played the games. Like,
know.
I don't want an emotion. No, okay, let me not say it that way. I want to play some kind of fantasy. We play Destiny 2. We play other. We Fortnite. I want to know this isn't real. I want to know, not like, oh, we studied it and this could really happen. I don't want to play a game in which this shit could really happen. I don't want to feel like I'm being shot in World War II. I don't like them games. I'll play them if people want to play them, but if I had to choose, I'd rather not play a game that's gonna like make me emotional while I'm already emotional in real life. I don't gotta be sitting down to play a game and having my heart palpitating because I gotta make real choices. I don't want to do that. Like, I'd rather be, get mad at like someone lagging. That's okay. I take that. But The Last of Us, a lot of people were, and I saw this one tweet yesterday. Someone was so mad about the show coming out and people talking about the first episode and they were spoiling the show. Or no, sorry. Not even a show. They were spoiling the game. And I had to do a quick Google search. I was like, I remember this game's been out for a while. And so The Last of Us came out in 2013. It got remastered in 2014 because it was a good game. When games are good, they get remastered, like PlayStation Greatest Hits came out
All
in
right.
2014. Then they remade that entire game in 2020, in 2021, I believe, or 2020.
Right.
They released it, The Last of Us Part 1. Because they said the second one's coming out. Then it did The Last of Us Part 2 in 2022. And now we have the show. And so, and someone said, I'm waiting for it to come out on PC. I understand your frustration, man. But also, you sound crazy to say that the internet is spoiling a show that's based on a decade-old video game that you haven't gotten a chance to play. How much
Right.
time do you think that people are going to wait to talk about something that they like?
Hey, listen. Hey, listen. PSA. All you butt hurts, shut up. We don't care. All right, moving on.
This happened to Black Panther too. It was like when
Bro.
they started dropping the posters with Shuri on it, like, oh, I got spoiled. I'm like, you had a month to go see this movie. What do
Right,
you?
bro.
They try trying to
Bro.
make money. What you think they're gonna do?
Bro, listen to me. Listen to me. Stop being a lame and go and watch the shit. What the fuck is wrong with you? You want to play the shit? Go play it, bro. Nobody gives a
Like, if
fuck.
you know what, it's just lack of imagination. You know me, bro. You could tell me an entire show.
I am
I'm gonna
not going
want to
to
go
feel.
see it.
I am not going to feel sad for you if you get Game of Thrones ruined for you now, bro. I don't
Right.
care. Like, it's
House of
like,
Dragons, someone spoiled it. And I'm like, the
bro,
show's
that
out. You can
show
go watch
ended
it.
years ago, bro. Like, it's like, bro, get it together. Get it together. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to
It would
tell
be
you.
like if they made a game based on the show and then they talked about the game and someone's like, oh, yeah, I spoiling the game. I'm like, the game's not spoiled, nigga. This
I'm
is a
gonna tell you right
show.
now, this show is not exactly like the game from off the first episode. I'm gonna tell you that. So, no, I went and looked at the game, I looked at some gameplay in the trailers. It's not exactly the same. It's the same, but it's not.
Even above that, it's like it's this synergy between movies and video games and movies, they've been happening for 30 something years. We got Uncharted.
Bro, they made World of Warcraft.
Exactly. They made a movie for that. I forgot that came out, but they did
All right.
that.
You're gonna be like, oh my God, they're spoiling World of Warcraft. Shut
Right.
up.
It's like, bro, like it's like, come on, like just
Shut
I
up.
understand. It's like the world cannot adjust to like what you haven't been able to, getting able to get around because it's not on PC. You, if you really
Listen.
wanted to know, you can go online and watch all the cutscenes for the game right now.
If you dad butt hurt, I'll personally fight you.
Square up.
That's all I'm
Let's
gonna
sort
say.
out
If
our
you really that
frustration.
butt hurt about something, about them making a show for a game that came out, what, over 10 years ago?
Over
Was it
about 10
2000?
years ago.
About 10 years ago, I will
So,
personally fight you myself because you just annoying at this
because you
point.
don't
I
have a
don't really know.
PlayStation. I'm like, I
You
understand
one
that,
of
but
those, like, it doesn't
also,
matter what someone does, you're going to be upset about it. How people.
Yeah, no, you can go kick
Yes,
rocks.
like
All
people
right.
keep claiming like spoiler culture is getting to the point where people start just claiming spoilers, and I'm like, spoilers about something that is not, it's like, it's
You're
not the same
spoiling,
thing.
yo. Cause yo, I would have laughed. You're spoiling the video game,
I'd have been
bro. What
like,
the,
I said,
bro?
do
What?
you do like, it's like, oh, it's
I
like
was like,
Halo.
hold
Imagine watching
on,
Halo being like, oh,
hold
I
on,
ain't know what happened in the
hold on,
games. Okay.
like there aren't like there aren't like 80,000, a million God of War gameplay clips on all of on every platform ever. No one's
So
like,
when
you're
they do the show,
spoiling God of
you're gonna be
War
like,
for me, bro.
oh,
Like.
I can't believe they did this. They talked about the show. I ain't get to play the games yet. I'm like,
Right.
but no one was stopping you, my boy.
Right. There's like over millions of Elden Ring gameplay. And matter of fact, that has been the main reason why people have gone and played the game in the first place.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
Spoilers
no one's
help
like,
people
you're
get acclimated to
spoiling the
stuff.
game for me. Bro, shut up, bro.
People
Shut up.
confuse spoilers for teasers and being like, oh, this is like, it should make you want to go, oh, that's cool. I want to watch or play this thing more now because people are talking about it. This is great. Like, people have such a lack of imagination. This is really what it is, my point. Your imagination is so weak that someone tells you a show and you think that you figured it all out based on the spoilers, based on the words that people said, or you saw a clip, you saw a scene, and now it's ruined for you. Oh,
Man,
what? Life
listen.
is ruined. You know what else is spoiled for you? Life.
life is
Life.
ruined.
Life. When you wake up every single day,
Yeah.
someone trying to tell you what's going to happen. Every single day, a
Life,
spoil. I can't
yeah,
believe
life
that
is
we're
ruined.
repeating ourselves. I can't believe we still have
Yeah.
racism. Yeah, it's being spoiled every day. Spoiler alert, racism is still out here. Like, what are you talking about?
Life is ruined for you, stupid ass. Anyway, shout out to Pedro Pascal, man. Such a great actor. You know, Mandalorian. I don't have to even get into his resume. You know what I'm saying? He's carrying this show.
Oh yeah, he that man, he that dude.
The cast is great. It's the first episode. I was like, you know, I'm
Ain't
so into
Dandy
the.
Newton's daughter in that show?
Yes, she is. The show is so good. Cause you know me, I watch a show and I'm like, all right. I don't know if I watch shows and I'm not sure if I'm really into it yet. I have to keep watching it to see if I'm really into it. Off like the first 20 minutes, first 20, 30 minutes, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm in. I'm like, what's the next episode? Oh, we get it every week. Oh, okay. Okay. Cause I was like ready to binge it right there. I was like, oh, okay, I'm in. I didn't even know it was about a game. I saw Pedro was in it. I was like, oh, I like Pedro. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go watch whatever he's doing. And I was like, oh, that's about a video game. I was like, okay, look at the game. I'm like, so now I'm doing research about it while
It's
I'm
like The
watching the show.
Witcher.
While I'm watching the show. I knew The Witcher was a game, but I didn't know. I never heard of The Last of Us. I never heard of it. And so I'm doing research while I'm watching the show because I'm just like, all right, what the fuck is this show about? Because
Right.
I'm like, is
Ultimately
this
makes
zombies?
the
I was
co
like, is this zombies? Oh, yeah, they're not zombies.
kinda not.
I
It's
was like,
scarier than zombies because that shit could really happen.
right. So it was like, okay, I'm here for it. I'm here for the show. I'm here for it. It's actually pretty good. I hope it gets better. And it looks like it's gonna be a really good sci-fi. So HBO once again crushing it with a new show, man. I don't know.
Like when
That's
you
all
have
I
a
got.
property that's just good. Imagine watching Harry Potter being like, you guys are turning screenshots that I ain't read the book yet. Man, shut your
Bro,
ass up.
shut your ass. Yo, about a
But
good
like it
dollar,
did when you
nigga.
start, the more time you use different examples, it's like you guys sound silly. Like just it does it not excite you to want to know a more about you could sit here and tell me the whole plot to something right now. I didn't see it myself. I want to see
Right.
it now. Because people, you know what it is? People don't have appreciation for cinematography. They don't have appreciation for art direction. They're not appreciating for directors.
Right.
There are the people that can make, you can have a show look terrible. You can have a show come off bad. And you can still know everything that happened and it not be executed well. Your imagination should not stop at, I know what
Right.
happens. Like it should
Like
be interesting.
if they make a Game of Thrones video game, are you gonna be like the video game is spoiling the show?
Someone gonna show Rob Stark dying. Dang, what's dad's name? Holy crap.
Which one? There's a lot of people died in that show,
No,
bro.
the dad that died. The first
Ned? Ned
Ned.
Stark?
Yeah. Imagine like they showed a scene and they show. Imagine it's so like the CGI version of that scene. Oh, you guys
Right.
spoil it. I didn't even watch the show yet. I'm like, okay, you gonna tell me that you don't know who Sean Bell is and the fact that he got cut in Game of Thrones season one? His whole character, he only plays characters that die and stuff. You should know this
Yo,
by now.
I just thought about that shit. That's fucking true. I was
He's
like,
like, yo,
holy
listen, I
shit.
get the money, I'm out. Sean's
He
like,
always
yo, I'm
get
not
clipped
going to do
off,
18
man.
of this.
Damn.
I'm not doing a whole movie. Get me out of here for either the Chris Brown and Stomp the Yard. I'll be in a movie. I'll be in the trailers. Give me like
Damn.
10 mil. I'll be in it for 10 minutes. That's what you get.
Damn. Speaking of Game of Thrones, this we're gonna briefly speak about, and we're probably gonna get more into House of Dragon.
I'm
Chris
gonna
hasn't
watch
watched
it
it
and we'll
yet,
make an episode
but
about
I've
that.
watched it. We can, you know, all I'll say is just it. Listen,
Uh-oh.
we were, you know, as Game of Thrones fans, we were still healing from season 8 and how that ended. So we were just like sitting there looking at this when he was like, oh, we get a new Game of Thrones, House of Dragon. He was like, the fuck? Bro, we still not over the fact that y'all fumbled the fucking last season. There was, if someone was like, are you gonna watch it? Of course the fuck I'm gonna watch it, but still, that doesn't mean I still forgiven you for the way y'all did us in season 8. So
Listen.
I'm not saying the show is bad. The show is not bad. The show is pretty good. For the most part, I'm invested. I will say something's gonna happen like midway through that's gonna throw you for a fucking loop. I'll tell you that. I was just like, wait, whoa, what the f just happened? I was like, no. That was for me, no. Like,
I will say I
no.
probably know what you're talking about because again, I don't mind spoiling myself, but I'm
Okay,
still
well,
not going to be ready to see that.
they completely changed the cast. Like, it was
I know.
like,
Like
I was.
because they put that like in the, like I've seen the pictures and I'm still even though I know this stuff, it doesn't mean like oh, I can't see it now. Okay. If you watch anime, there are time skips. Like it just they did
Right.
a real life time skip. I'm like, "You know what? I could
But for the most part,
that
like,
was
it was
endearing."
like some of the characters were still the same, but
Like
it
they
was
age
like the
differently.
main people were different. It was like they grew them up. And I was like, why did y'all do that? It was like, it was just so shocking. It was just like, I was like, okay, this is not
It's
Game
like
of Thrones.
reading a book, though, bruh.
That's what I immediately said. It was like, this is not Game of Thrones. They're like, we're just fast forwarding very quickly through this. Like, we're not even going to like really build these characters up, watch them grow up over time. Nah, we're just like, all right, we're here at 12. All right, now we're 17. Like, whoa, what the fuck?
Listen,
10 years,
that's what happened
10
in Naruto
years.
Shippuden,
Like,
bro. I'm just saying.
they skipped 10 years, bro. It was 10 years. I'm like, holy
The fact
shit,
they survived, that's how you know they got money. Because in Game of Thrones,
bro.
if you poor, you're not living 10 years.
10 years, bro. I was like, that's crazy. So I'm like, are you gonna do another 10-year skip? I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck's gonna happen at to next season, bro. All I'm
Question
gonna
mark,
tell you
question mark,
is
question mark.
that the way that that shit ends is the most hilarious. I know I shouldn't laugh at this shit. I'm not gonna tell you how it ends, but the way that this season ends is the most hilarious shit I've ever seen in a motherfucking show. Because I was like, everybody's like, oh my God, it's so sad. I'm over here crying. I'm dying laughing. Like, I'm about to cry now thinking about that shit. I'm like, bro.
I think that we some desensitized brothers like because I'd be seeing some stuff and I'd be like, dang, I don't wanna laugh. I'm smiling, but I don't wanna laugh.
Yo, you should have seen my face, Chris. I'm like, yo, I just started crying. I just started laughing. Because I was like, yo. That is the wildest way to end the season. I'm like, he didn't even ask for that shit. I don't want to
Bruh.
say it, but I'm just gonna say, bro.
I can't wait to watch it.
I know you enough to know you're gonna send me a meme as soon as you watch the last episode of the season. You're gonna say
You
some
know
stupid
what?
shit.
When we do
I
the
know you
episode,
are.
whatever I send you when I watch that, I'm gonna make that the profile picture for the episode because
All right.
you calling it from now. That's how I know. That's how I
Bro,
know.
I know you. I know what's gonna happen. You're gonna sit there and
Like
start laughing.
if the people could see our group chat, bro, it's nothing
Oh
but
my God,
jokes.
it's
Like it's
so
just pure
terrible.
debauchery
We're
in
putting
there. Did you see the video I put in there of Kaido yesterday?
I did.
It's
I did.
accurate, bro. It's
Bro, it is
accurate.
accurate, bro. It's fucking accurate as hell.
Like I didn't even catch him on One Piece, but Jamal texted me. He was like, "Yo, where you at?" I was like, "Last time I checked, Luffy was in the water, and like shit was crazy." He was like, "It's kind of like that right now," and I'm
That nigga
like,
was
"I ain't miss
drowning for two
nothing.
months, bro. He was drowning for two.
I don't know how much water he need, but." Man got to get it together, okay? You got the whole crew stepping up to get beat down. It's like when you're, it's like when your starter gets beat up in Pokemon and you gotta like throw out fodder so you can heal him up.
Yeah.
Like go Pidgey, Hyper Beam, revive. Go Rattata, Hyper Beam, Hyper Potion. Get back out there, Charizard. You got it. You got this. Don't look at the dead bodies.
They probably like, yo, why you put me back on this bullshit, bro?
I heard Zoa came back finally. Like, even that, he get wrapped up like a mummy and he healed. I was like, all right, bro, you know what?
Listen, my nigga
Like,
Zoro was back with a fucking vengeance, bro.
he's just
My nigga,
tight. Like,
yo,
I
listen,
ain't getting no burn
the
for a
way I
second.
was hyped watching that episode, when you're gonna watch it, you're gonna know what I'm talking about. I was like, okay, we're about to get, this is about to be the greatest fight, one of the greatest fights in One Piece we ever gotten, bro. I'm telling you
You
right
think
now, this
you
is,
think I see the clip already? I saw that clip. I'm ready. I'm
this
hot. I
is
gotta catch up.
Zoro. Zoro said, yo, you know what him, you know what, he looked at Sanji, said, you know what this means, right? You know what this means if we win here, right? I was like, yo, bro. Yo, that comment. I was like, yo, X nigga, Zoro wants all the
We
smoke.
going
These
back
niggas like, yo,
upstairs.
these
We
niggas was
going
like,
back
yo, they
upstairs.
looked at niggas like, don't interfere, nigga. Like, this is all the smoke right now. We want everything.
I wanted
It's
this.
either we winning or we dying. That's it. I'm like, yo, that's, yo, I fuck with Zoro,
Time like
bro.
times I prayed for times like this.
I fuck with Zoro, bro. Like, it,
Zoro's
like, yeah.
always that dude. I used to
So
I made a skit.
Sanji too, because Sanji was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, I know what this means. I'm like, yeah, bro. Yeah.
Sanji is not as
And
like
the
battle
episode was
hardened.
called The Two Arms. I think it was called The Two Arms of something. And I was like, that makes so much sense. Like, they are the arms of the, you're looking at the body, they're the arms, Luffy's the head. I was like, yo.
Give him the
I was
one,
like, yo.
two.
I was like,
Listen.
yo, I wasn't ready for the episode, bro. I was like, oh my God. I
You
was
can get
like,
cut or you can get burned. What do you want?
Zoro is ready, bro. He's ready. He's
I
ready.
saw
He's like,
that scene.
yo.
I was like, oh,
He's ready, bro.
yeah.
He's like,
Like,
yo.
Zoro, he don't stay still. So he's probably mad at the simple fact he couldn't move. He was just like, yo, I couldn't move my arm. I couldn't swing a sword.
Right.
Someone got to get cut. He's like,
Let's
he's.
not even talk about the fact that Sanji was fighting both these niggas by himself. Like, defending Zoro.
People keep sleeping on Sanji, and Sanji out here really pulling. He out here doing it.
Right.
He out here doing the numbers, bro. Like Sanji
Right.
supports Zoro, Zoro supports Luffy. Like that's what we doing.
Right. I'm
Straight
ready
up.
for this fight. I'm ready for this fight.
Couple other
That's all I'm gonna
anime I
speak
gotta
about that.
watch. I heard there's a couple. What was it? Something Daddies. Some like slice of life show. Like two assassins. They adopt a kid. There's
Some
a
shit
lot
I'm
of
not
things
gonna
going
watch.
on right now. Lots of cool
Yeah.
things going on right now.
Are you gonna wrap that? Are you gonna wrap that off of that?
We can. I feel like, yeah, we could wrap that, you know.
Okay. Wait, what's our week of the week this week? Holy shit. Scott Lang.
Scott Lang, bro. Like, no, Janet.
Who?
Janet Van Dyne. Because
Oh, yeah.
she knew.
Yeah, she do.
She knew. She was
We
like,
haven't even seen the movie. Listen, God, we have, the movie ain't come out yet, but we know. We like, I already know what's gonna happen. It's like, yo, we
What?
know.
I can put money on this. Movie's gonna come out. People gonna be like, yo, Janet, you're gonna see the meme. Janet, you knew this whole time this man was coming. He would plot and you ain't say a goddamn
I
thing.
said, goddamn thing.
You're just happy to be out.
You
Wanna
had to
go
be
live with your
out,
old
bro.
ass husband? No, you should have said,
Right.
there's this black guy down there who was extremely upset. I think that we should like pay attention to what he was trying to
Oh,
do.
oh shit, yo! It be people like that that piss me off. That be sitting there looking like mad confused, like you knew like this entire
Every
time.
single movie, bro. Every single I tell, and I had this conversation with someone, one of my coworkers last week, because it was like a young woman, and I was told, I was like, listen, every single time in which you have an opportunity to tell someone something and you delay that information, it is the worst thing you can do because some whole relationships has been ended in shows because that person knew and ain't say a word, and it's like,
Right.
what you knew, you all knew, friendship over. So don't
Right.
be that person in real life to not say something because now you gotta have your daughter's husband get murdered in the quantum realm. You know what I'm
Right.
saying? That's what happens when you don't speak up,
Right.
Janet. So that's my week of the week.
Rest in peace,
Scott.
Scott.
R.I.P.
That's
bro.
What we should. That's what we should name the episode. Rest in peace, Scott. Like,
that's it. That's exactly what I'm calling it.
We know that nigga dying, bro. It's over for that nigga.
I'm about to say, well, look, I got to think of a cool name. I got to be versus.
Yo,
Kang's foot? I don't know.
Yo,
like,
Kang about to put some Tims on and stop Scott Lang shit into the
ground. I'm going to say Kevin Norton versus RIP Scott Lang. This is all they're going to say?
Yo.
People going to listen. Yo. Like, what they talk? Listen. Listen. The movie's going to be
y'all
going to
see. Listen. I'm telling you right now. Because we know Kang. So we like, that. Like, hey. That'd be like Scott fighting Thanos one-on-one. It's like,
right.
Bro, what?
The only downside, like, that Kang is literally just a really smart person. It's like, end game Tony Stark. Like, this is the right. guy. Like, if Tony Stark was born 200, 300 years in the future and had the same kind of brain, yeah, like, this is who that is. Because if you take off all that armor, he's a regular dude, but he don't got to take the armor off. He never has to take the armor off. He can touch an object like a car or a building, and instantly it becomes weightless. So he doesn't need
right.
super strength. Like,
right.
he's figured out a way to make his suit give him superpowers in a way that the current MCU has not achieved. Point blank, period. So he's going to show up and people are going to be so confused. It's like, how is this man doing this? It's like, yo, listen, black people can do a lot when we got opportunities, okay? You do a lot.
Is it weird that I'm rooting for Kane?
Listen.
I'm
rooting
weird?
For Jonathan
Majors. I mean,
Majors.
I like Jonathan Majors a lot, so I'm like, dang, like, is it weird
you know
that
what?
I'm like...
We could root for him like, because he's going to win in this movie. Because there's a whole movie, this movie with his name on it.
Right.
Now, it'd be messed up if he dies and then it's another Kane that shows up, that would suck. But I'm pretty sure that that's not going to happen. I'm rooting for Jonathan Majors Kang to win in this movie because he's going to win in this movie. Because He Who Remains already told us, dang, y'all kind of got it easy. Isn't it interesting? It's kind of like he was talking to us, wasn't it? I
right.
got it easy right now. It's all you got one stream timeline.
That entire He Who Remains clip, that monologue was very, very, like, you know, dope and profound, especially as more information came out with the whole Scarlet Witch thing and and you him kind of telling you, like, yo, like, you think if you kill me, you know, it's not gonna go the way you think it's gonna go, you know.
It's not gonna go the way you think, straight up.
And it felt like he was speaking to us. It was like
he was
to the person, to us watching it, you know, more so speaking to them. And you know it's bad when Loki's scared. You know what I'm saying? Like, Loki, the king of tricksters,
he wasn't
the king
gonna
of
kill
lies,
him.
He was scared. He was like, yo, we should not do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know how crazy it is that he ended up tricking Loki into killing him. It's like he talked
you know
you
what?
Into
I
doing
think
this.
That
like,
they, I think that he tricked them into having and into him not being the one to have to make that choice. He tricked
right.
He gave it to Loki and Sylvie as opposed to him because he's going to keep doing what he's always been doing. He's like, you know what? I give you guys a chance. I give the universe a chance to let me know. Am I doing? It's like Elon asking Twitter. So you say, CEO, should I? Am I doing the right thing right now? And Sylvie was like, no. Like, you know, like, look, like she was a byproduct of like she fell through the cracks.
Right.
We'll talk about this when we do like the Loki breakdown, but she fell through the cracks and I understand her perspective. Like Namor, like, I don't care. You gotta go. Whatever is happening before this is whack. It gotta stop. I don't care what it is, I don't care what you gotta say. I'd rather go into the unknown. And now, like you said earlier, we don't know what's happening. We have a lot of things happening and we don't right. know where it's going because now there's no more sacred timeline. It's not tight knit anymore. We don't know what the hell people can travel between multiverses at this point. So we don't know who can come from where. And that part is exciting, but also scary because it could lead you people into like a writing yourself into a corner. Like you just have too many
right.
people where like you start not liking everything or anybody. And people just show up right. and be like generic versions of them. I felt like that during Infinity War. Like, you know, like it was fun, but people
right.
felt like if you took away their movies and it took like them as a character and put them in another movie, they're fine. But then it's like, well, why all that stuff happening? Did they learn a lesson? Did they grow? Tony Stark
right.
is the one that had the most character development in the entire MCU, to
right.
be honest with you.
All right, last thing I'm going to say is... Shit, what was the last thing I'm going to say? Fuck. Last thing I'm going to say is, do you think that based on the way that... And we get in Loki season 2, right? So...
Yeah.
Do you think that it's going to be like she's now in charge of the TVA, like because it seems like Kang's in charge of the TVA now. So it's like, so what is she gonna be? Like she's probably replacing the He Who Remains, right? Like, so what is she? What is Sylvia
Well,
going to be
that's what he
doing?
said. But I think he said that, like, if you kill me, you have to do what I'm doing right now. But the only difference is that if you notice, it wasn't like it was where you was at that gave he knew what was going to happen. He was architecting
Right.
this stuff. Like there was no guess that killing him would give you the ability to take over his job. And I think he knew that. He was saying it to them like you could take over, you could do what I do. But he's saying that to them like you can have the responsibility. You know, if you
Right.
kill me and just leave, you're just letting the multiverse just turn into whatever it happens to. And there was this clip of her working at a diner. So it looks like she did not take the job. It looks like she did not take the job, and she just kind of went back to living life her own way. I think her whole point was like she didn't want to live in a world where she felt like it was being scripted. But what she didn't realize is that, because remember, Loki got pushed through the portal back into the timeline that could be affected by what just happened. So she probably just took a temp pad and just went someplace and just chilled out and living her life under the radar because Kang wouldn't necessarily know who she is outside of the one that she met. So, but she probably just said, you know what, I could be free now. I could do what I want. I can live wherever I want now. I don't got to worry about me waking up and TVA chasing me. I don't got to worry about me realizing that my entire life has been scripted or certain by this one person. So I think she just wanted to be free. And Loki realized his need to control was very much like Kang's and was like, you know, there's kind of like, if you think about it, He Who Remains was like endgame Loki in terms of rationale. But Loki wanted to conquer the human race and make them subservient, you know, where they want to have war and disease, stuff like that, unless he wanted them to. Which happened in What If? He was president for a little while. But it's like he realized like this is almost like a necessary evil. It almost is like I it's like what could happen after this is so unknown that even a god of tricksters can't imagine him being able to comfortably live in that era, but he didn't get to make that choice.
Right.
And
We'll see.
yeah.
We'll see what happens. Okay, wait, one more thing. I don't know if you've seen this. I don't know if this is real. I don't know, I just happened to see it. Someone released a pic of the possible cast for Blade. And apparently Denzel Washington was Dracula. And
Nah.
I was like, nah, I don't see it. But if it did happen, would you want to see Denzel in the MCU?
No. I don't. Like, a lot of people have been fan casting people. And you know, the funny thing, like, every time a cool show comes out or a property comes out and there's an actor on it that's very good, people start fan casting them in the MCU immediately. I don't like that shit. I feel like as cute as it is, I want people that can sign this contract for real. Not
Right.
because if he is, he's gonna die. Because think about like the bigger actors in the because remember the people who we know now as the MCU characters, like they weren't super famous when they started. When they would get a famous person, it was always a bad guy. And they would die. They would have the one movie and they'd be out. You know?
I could see. Listen, they said Denzel as Magneto.
I mean, we are getting a movie with Nicolas Cage being Dracula, so
And I would love to see. They also had, what's his name? One of my favorite actors. He was in Breaking Bad and he's in the new show Kaleidoscope on Netflix.
Giancarlo,
Yeah,
that's
I would
my
love
man.
to see him as Magneto too. Either one of them would be great as
I
Magneto. I'm
mean,
honest.
I could see him as Magneto. Denzel. The only reason why I say that is because after watching like Equalizer. In a lot of his more emotional roles, his mannerism, very much like The Rock, I love Denzel, but Denzel's mannerisms and acting style shine through every role that he has.
Yes.
So it
It'll
would
be
feel like you're
very hard to see him
watching
as a villain.
Denzel play Professor X, you know?
Oh yeah,
Which
he
is
could
not a
Professor
bad
X, yeah.
idea, but also there's a reason why people like Patrick Stewart as Dr. Xavier, not only because they look like him, but because he his personality and acting
Right.
style match up with
Right.
that the character. So you don't have to do just like Oh my God, Tony Stark and RDJ, like the personalities and the amount of quirkiness they could bring to a role and the amount of seriousness they can get, it speaks to itself. And so I would love to see Denzel, but it's like watching The Rock do something. It's like you watching The Rock as Black Adam, which is cool, but then thank God he didn't do a people's eyebrow during the movie, because that would have taken me out the movie immediately.
I
But
think Jean Carlo as
he has
Magneto
that, he
actually
can do
makes
that.
more. Yeah, he could
He
do
can
it.
do it. Like,
He could do
he's
it.
not, because he's not tied. Even if you watch Breaking Bad, like, you don't see the Poco Loco guy when you see him.
Right.
You see him in The Boys. You see him in freaking Far Cry 6 as a bad guy. Like,
Right.
he was in,
He's
he wasn't, he
played a
wasn't in,
lot of bad guys. He said he.
he'd
I
be in a
remember he
bad,
said
yeah.
he wanted to play some good guys for once, but it's like he's just has such a. He has such a scary or
Disposition.
menacing disposition where he's
Right.
just like he's not even trying to be aggressive or intense. He just has this walk or this kind of aura. It's just like, damn, like you kind of
Like, that's why
worried
I
that he,
stand
he's
Edgar. Like,
talking to you calmly and you're fucking freaked out. Like,
we didn't do an episode on The Boys, yo. We need to do an episode on The Boys. We haven't done any episodes on The Boys. Oh, snap. We gotta do that. But,
oh,
like,
yeah.
him being, oh my God, what was the guy's name in the show? Stan Edgar? Because remember in the comments, that's a white dude.
True.
Like, they race swapped him, and like, no one, I don't think anyone cared,
Nobody
because
cared because he was just
it
really.
was
Come
like,
on,
damn, bro.
it's Jean. Come
Like,
on, it's Jean
him
Carlo, bro.
talking to
Come on,
Homelander like he was a boy, little boy.
boy.
Homelander could
It's
have thrown
Jean
him to the
Carlo,
sun.
bro. It's Jean
He's
Carlo,
like,
bro.
you're just trash.
He's one of
I'm
the. He's
talking
one
to
of
the
the
most
best
powerful
actors
boy
in
on
the
the planet.
world.
You're
He's one
trash.
of the
You're
most
bad
underrated
product.
actors in the world. He's one of the most underrated actors in the world for sure.
So if he
Jean
goes in the
Carlo
M,
is.
I want him to be in the MCU as a good guy, as a hero. I want him to do a multi-movie deal, but
Whoa,
he's such
Professor
a
X.
big guy, a big actor. You
Professor
know what I'm
X.
saying? Is like, are they going to sign up for 3-movie deals over the course of like 5, 6 years? You know what I'm saying? Are they going to do that?
Professor X.
Alternate universe Professor X? Yeah, listen. If we ever got that, Giancarlo, he would kill Professor X.
Kill it.
He would kill it. Like, I
Kill it.
would.
There's a lot of
Like,
people you could have play Professor X, honestly. That actually I think would do a great job.
yeah, there's a lot of people that could do it. There's a lot of people that could do it. I don't know what I don't. When it comes to really big actors, I'm always get afraid of them going in the MCU because I don't want them to get put into a role in which then it's like they gotta push the movie back because the person has 3 other movies they're working on. You know, because that also happens too. People don't think about that, but that does happen.
Right. Well,
And so
that's
I don't
probably why
want that.
Denzel would never do a Marvel movie because,
Right, because he's I'm not about to take that older man. I'm like, listen, we need you for these 3 movies, maybe a fourth, maybe a fifth. You know, 3 movies, 3 standalone movies, and 2 cameos, and then an Avengers
but I'm
movie.
just
Like,
saying
that's a
if
lot.
Viola could be in fucking the MCU,
But
then
Viola, okay, but Viola is
Denzel could be
playing,
in the MCU.
but Viola Davis
Angela
playing,
Bassett could be in the MCU.
but she's gone.
Denzel could be in the MCU.
But
I'm
she
just
did two
saying.
movies. She did 2 movies.
I'm just
Out.
saying. I'm just saying.
I mean, he could play someone's like father figure or like a really like a character that does die, you know, and that way
Put him
we
in Blade.
put
I'll
him in
put him in
Blade.
Blade. Put him in Blade.
Make
I'd
him
be cool with it.
Dracula.
Make him Dracula. I'd be cool with it.
Cause then it could be like, oh, like I'm technically your dad, kind of sorta. It's like, oh, I
But
can't
I
see
really
it.
don't want to see Mahershala and Denzel fight.
Like
I
that.
really don't.
That's
I
gonna be
really don't want to
a
see
Marvel
that, bro.
CGI fight, bro. That's the thing. Like that's the thing. You know what that's gonna be. You know that's not gonna be really them doing anything. That's gonna be CGI. And so it's just like,
No. Listen, Marvel. Where's the camera? Marvel, listen to me. Mahershala has to fight. I don't give a fuck what you
you
think this
gotta
is gonna
fight.
be. He has to fight. All right, Wesley did his own stunts. He has to fight, okay? Mahershala needs to be in training. He needs to get his shit together because I'm expecting you to be better than Wesley. Period.
Sir, you asked to be Blade. You made us push this.
All right.
If you are
It got
not
pushed back. It
punching
got pushed back.
vampires in the face
All right.
yourself, then you're not Blade. Then
You're
the
not
stunt
Blade.
double is Blade. I want to know
Right.
who's actually doing it, because I don't want to hear it. Because they weren't going to do it. You made it happen. You better do it.
Better do it.
Kevin,
You better
don't
do
be
it.
like, we got to protect that. No.
No. No. Mahershala needs to be punching people in the face. Just like Tom Holland's out here backflipping and swinging through the air. Bro, I need Mahershala to be punching that. People in the face. Okay? I need him to do all the martial arts. I need him to do everything. Because if he's not better than Wesley, that movie is clip.
And on top of that,
Marvel, it's
even
clip.
The CGI in the original Blade was not bad. It was like you know, remember when it like went on the first movie when it was fighting and fell through the building? Like it didn't look bad. It didn't, and it transitioned so fucking well. I remember like he dropped to the ground and it got up in one shot. But it was
no issues at all with Blade, like at all, like period. The first scene is crazy
in
bro.
The club. Yeah, come on, bro.
In the club, come on. Like there's no. If I need that, that's what I need. I need that. If I'm not getting that, I don't want it. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't want it. Put it back. I don't want it.
If I don't put 90s guitar riffs behind that fight scene, I'm gonna have it. You better not put like some. Don't pick a popular song. You better. I need instrumentals. That's another thing. Instrumentals in Marvel movies. I'm gonna need y'all to stop trying to use like songs for shit. I'm getting tired of y'all like life. Y'all spend so much money on this music for no reason. Get an instrumental. Get someone to play this shit.
I need that level of savagery. I need that level of carnage for Blade. Because Blade was so successful, it kicked off Marvel. Because Wesley Snipes technically was the face of Marvel at that time.
He was.
You know, and he's such an iconic character, and playing that character, you cannot have it be subpar. It has to be better. Because people already asked you to bring him back. Bring Wesley back to play Blade. We were already like, yo, just bring him back. We'd be fine. And Wesley could definitely still do it. He could definitely still do it.
But
for
we know
sure.
That the situation with him and Marvel ain't the best.
Ain't
so
the
that's
best,
fine.
So
but
that's fine. But
if y'all gonna reboot this character and y'all gonna, you know, put him into the MCU,
don't fuck it up.
You know that we're watching this with the original trilogy.
I will personally call my publicist, get me an invitation, finagle a way to give me an invitation to the Blade premiere and go to my Mahershala's face and be like, why did you do this? Why did you do this to me?
Answer me.
Answer me right now. Okay.
This is very important. I thought it'd be cool. It's not cool, though.
This is very important to us. It's very important to Marvel fans, to Black Marvel fans. We need Blade to be done justice. All right? Just like Black Panther was done justice, we need Blade to be done justice. And that is dark. We need darkness, okay? We don't need no Disney. We need darkness, okay? All right? We need Blade to feel darker than Dark Knight. All right? Period. Give us a rated R. Give us a rated R. If you give Blade rated R, $1 billion. $1 billion. You hear me, Marvel? $1 billion. Billy.
Okay.
Call it right now. Billy.
That's light. I think we're gonna be okay only because we're starting to lean more into like they're giving us the kid stuff, but then also leaning more into the darker stuff, you know? Which is like even them doing an Agatha show, I think is a testament to like what they're willing to expand their horizons to because they're starting to realize more and more like there are grown people who watch these things and At this point now, you can't tell me a 10-year-old is your primary audience because they can't say that because you're making a universe that's almost 12 years old. And then in universe has been almost 20 years since the MCU started, like since the Avengers came together. So
listen, there's literally three movies they can't fuck up. They cannot fuck up X-Men, they cannot fuck up Fantastic Four, and they cannot fuck up Blade. And the reason why is because this is why they push Blade back. The reason why is because these particular movies existed before the MCU. It's just like Spider-Man. It's like you can't now fuck them up in the MCU. It's like you have to get it right. You have to because they set the precedent, right? We already know Fantastic Four has been done terrible. We know that. We know X-Men outside of Hugh Jackman has been done pretty terrible. you know, except for the maybe the first X-Men, but it's, you know, it's not the greatest, so we're looking for the MCU to come and do what the MCU does and create great movies. But the only way to do that with Blade in particular is to make it better than the original.
Right.
That's the only way to do that because it wasn't like the original Blade was trash. Blade 1 and 2 was fire. 3, eh. But Blade 1 and 2 was fire. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you
You
can't fuck that
know
up.
that Morbius was supposed to be in that movie?
What movie?
The first Blade. He's going to be at the end of the movie.
What, Morbius?
Yeah.
Why?
Because technically, in the well, because in the comic books, Morbius is the reason why Blade has the powers he has.
I mean, but we ain't need it though.
But again, that's a great example of change in the comic books, but just that people weren't.
Hey, MCU, hey, do not put Jared Leto in this fucking play. Listen to me. Jared, you know I love you. 30 seconds more, you know I love you. Do not put Jared Leto Morbius in this Blade movie.
But
All
it's your
right?
friendly Dr. Michael Mobius at your service.
Do not do this. I implore you. I have to understand. I'm not worried. You guys aren't DC. You wouldn't do that. I'm not even thinking in my mind like
Hit
y'all
him with
would
the, I'ma use him.
that.
That's
Y'all was dead.
it.
We started off. I'm done. Episode over. Episode over.
You guys, don't forget to like, subscribe, go to the channels. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on. Catch up on episodes. You know, we don't always talk about comic book stuff. We talk about a lot of different things. You know, give us topics. Next time, we're gonna maybe talk about mental health, depending on what
Yes.
happens. You know, it could happen, might not.
Right.
We might get distracted. Things can happen. Okay. Keep us on track. Comment, let us know. A lot of things going on. Adrian, parting words.
I love you guys. Thank you guys for supporting. Thank you guys for rocking with us. Make sure you like and subscribe to all the channels. And make yes, please comment. Please continue to engage with us so we know, what we should talk about on episodes. All right.
And that is a wrap.
Peace.